Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. That's a little bit of music from the Good Lovelies, a song called Baby, I Got My Way. The Canadian trio has been around for some 7 years, charming audiences with lively three-part harmonies, memorable melodies, and an infectious, sunny vibe. Their most recent album, Live at the Revolution, earned them a pair of Canadian Folk Music Awards late last year. The Good Lovelies are performing in Spearfish Saturday evening at the Matthews Opera House, and with me on the line is one of the Good Lovelies, Sue Passmore. Sue, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you so much.
And I'm talking with you from Gillette, Wyoming right now, huh?
That's right, yes, we're in Wyoming for the week.
Getting ready for you have a show there tomorrow?
Yes, we have a show tomorrow night at the Camplex. It's been awesome time in this town. We've been doing a lot of work with the high schools and elementary schools, and really looking forward to the concert tomorrow night.
Do you do a lot of that, working with schools?
We get to do a lot more, actually, a lot when we're touring around in the United States. We've had often places will set up workshops and things with the schools, and it's a real treat to get to spend some time with the students.
Now, in listening to your music and watching your videos, I get the sense that the three of you are just having a blast making music together.
That's true.
Yeah.
This really is a dream job. I mean, there's a lot of travel. There's definitely a grind to it, but we really try to approach it with a lot of humor, and we are the best of friends. We feel a lot like sisters, so we try to just have the best time wherever we go.
With the grind of touring, is it difficult to stay good friends, or is it just that, well, you've got this thing that you're doing together and you're having fun doing it, and you have this goal, and it's just a natural part of being performers?
That's pretty much it. And I mean, the grind ends up being, you know, a lot of long travel days, and we're traveling with Caroline's 16-month-old. So it's, you know, it makes a longer day for her when we're driving and so on. But everything we do, we just, as long as we can approach it with humor and keep each other in good spirits, it makes it so much easier. And at the end of the day, we get to get on stage and do what we love best. So it makes it so worthwhile.
In reading your biography, I understand that the three of you were playing music independently. You had your own sort of solo careers when you first met.
Yeah, that's right. So I played on my own, and Carrie and I were good friends, and she also had her own solo thing going on. Caroline sang a lot with her sister, actually. They had the duo, they were just called the Burke Sisters, and they performed a lot. And so, yeah, we did shows as individuals, and thought it would be fun to put on a show together, and it was around Christmas time, so decided we would do some Christmas carols and sing some three-part harmony. And there's something about the three of us together clicked in such an exciting way. We just carried on with it. It wasn't a plan. It happened entirely by accident, but it was a really serendipitous finding of each other, and the rest has just sort of carried on and become history.
So what was that moment like when you first started singing together? Was it just like this electricity, and you just knew that,
yeah,
oh, wow, this is what we're meant to be together?
That's a great way to put it, actually. It really was like that. I think, I can't remember which song it was. It was a Christmas carol. Like, it was a Christmas song. It was either, you know, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen or Lo, How a Rose or something like that. And we all agreed, you know, we knew the song, and we'd each sung a part. And so we decided, all right, you do the high harmony, you do the middle one, you do the low one. And as soon as we started to sing, it sort of, oh, that actually sounds really nice together. And that doesn't always work. It actually can be really difficult to sing harmony with some people when your voices don't blend as well, and you aren't listening. But there's something about the three of us, the way we listened to each other and the way we responded to each other, and the way our three voices, which are very different, the way they sound together when we sing together, it really was very exciting and electrifying, and it really just made us want to never, ever stop singing together.
Well, I'm going to play a little something here to give listeners a bit of an idea of what your voices sound like when they blend together. And this is a little bit of your version of an old Boswell Sisters, a number called Heebie Jeebies.
Oh, wow, wow, oh, wow, wow, ba da ba da ba da ba da, oh, wow, wow, oh, ba da.
That's a little bit of the Good Lovelies, their version of Heebie Jeebies. We're talking with one of the Good Lovelies, Sue Passmore. What is it that you? I'm wondering about that blend and how you get that. Do you always sing the same parts?
Oh, we mix it around a lot, actually. So with every song that we sing, we play around with it to find out what's going to sound the best. So if one of us who usually sings low parts, if we sing a high part instead, sometimes that's actually quite a neat sound. So different songs suit different arrangements of our voices. So we tend to play around with a little bit to figure out which is the best one for each song.
Now, as I mentioned, that's an old Boswell Sisters number from probably the early 1930s, and I know you're often put in the folk category, but I from listening to
that's
your music,
not folk.
Yeah, you do a lot of different things. I'm wondering where your inspiration or your influences come from.
All three of us write and we divide it pretty evenly, and we all kind of draw inspiration from all over the place. There's definitely been a lot of jazz and swing and so on in my own background, but they're also for all three of us. There's country and folk from 60s and 70s and so on, and a lot of pop, and we draw from everything. We love all kinds of music. So if you look at any of our iPods, you'll find a huge variety of stuff, from hip-hop to folk to classical to whatever. And as we write, we just, all those little bits from every genre find their way into our songs, and so we end up with country songs or bluegrass songs or jazz western swing songs or pop songs and, you know, some things that sound even a little more alternative. So we call it folk roots because a lot of that has to do with the instrumentation that we use. And that seems to be the category that most fits what we do, but we move around a lot just based on what we're inspired by while we're writing a particular song. It's interesting for us.
Yeah, I'm wondering, there's three of you, that each of you brings something different to the group?
We do. I mean, all of our different voices, the way we each write a little differently, we play a little differently. And then when we're writing songs, when we come together right before we're putting the record together to do the final arrangements, we each put our own little touches on the final bit. And so you get a little bit of all three of us in every song that we do.
Your originals, do you write independently?
We do. They all really start independently, but we bring each other in on it, on the songs, whenever the songs call for it. So I'll often have moments where I might get stuck on a section for a song, or maybe the words or the melody is just isn't quite sitting right, and maybe I'll take it to Caroline and play it for her so that I can get out of my head a little bit and get her fresh ears listening to my song and see what ideas she has to contribute, and it always works, which is wonderful. It takes a little bit of the pressure off when you've got two great people to work with and draw from as well.
Now, the Good Lovelies are in Gillette this week, and then coming up on Saturday, you'll be in Spearfish, South Dakota, performing at the Matthews Opera House, and then coming up in March, you're touring Australia.
That's right. This will be our second trip to Australia. And once we get, past the flight, we're going to have a great time. It's a long flight.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of fans in Australia?
You know what? We did a tour back in 2011, and it far exceeded our expectations. And we did build a lot of fans there. So I know that there are a lot of people who are excited for us to come back, and at least as excited as we are to get back there. It's still going to be summer there.
Yeah, it'll be a nice change.
I have no problem with that.
Now, what's it like for you to perform for audiences that may be unfamiliar with you? Is there a certain challenge, or is it just when you're performing, and you're always the Good Lovelies?
It's pretty exciting. We've had a lot of shows lately. We do conferences, and people have been bringing us in for their concert series, and so a lot of our audiences, especially across the United States, are familiar with us. But it's quite an exciting thing to get on stage in front of a great group of, a few hundred people or whatever it is who don't know your music, and you get to introduce it and bring them in, and we get audiences singing along with us and try to make it almost as intimate as if we were sitting in the living room playing for them. And usually at the end of the night, it's gone really well, and people have enjoyed themselves and had a few laughs, and it's pretty fun. We don't find a lot of differences from the ones who know us and the ones who don't. We try to have a great time and put the same show on regardless of where we are or who we're playing for.
Now, when I listen to your music, I've seen videos of your performances, I just have a big smile on my face. It's just joyful music. Is that sort of what you're trying to do in the work that you do as the Good Lovelies, to just bring a smile on people's faces?
That is a really important thing to us. We love how that has worked out and how that has happened. It's partly, I think, a product of just the way the three of us get along, the way our friendship is. We like to make each other laugh. We like to make a 16-month-old baby laugh. And we love to make our audiences laugh. And it's such a nice thing these days. I think a lot of people are very much appreciating a light and fun evening and having a smile on their faces for a while. And we certainly do. As soloists, I would say that more our music was a little more melancholy, a little broody. But when we got together, something different happened, and we started writing more upbeat songs, and it makes us very happy, and we're really very pleased that it makes other people happy as well.
Well, Sue, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and hope you have a great show when you come to Spearfish this Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
That's Sue Passmore. She's a member of the Good Lovelies. The Canadian trio performs at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish Saturday evening at 7:30. For more information, you can visit matthewsoperahouse.com. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks for listening. I'm Carl Gerke. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.
Goodbye, hard times getting on my way.